it's a whole lot less partisan when you get out into the towns and the villages than I expected. And that's been a surprise to me. It's been a pleasant surprise. I think it's a pretty good fit for me because I've always been a nonpartisan guy and focused on getting things done, making things better than making them better when I leave than how I found them, I guess, would be one of my life philosophies. So it's gone well.
What are the topics that you find most of the voters you're meeting want Congress to deal with?
I think the economy, first and foremost. And there's a great frustration out there that is apparent. You know, we're in the midst of a slow and gentle recovery since, 2010, let's say. And usually a rising tide lifts all boats. And I think people in the 21st district aren't seeing their boat rise as much as they might otherwise hope for. And part of the problem there is that a hugely disproportionate part of the gains that have been realized since 2010 in the last 5 years have gone to the very, very comfortable people in our society. And folks just aren't seeing that big a difference. Main Street in the 21st district in the towns and villages around here, that's not doing so well. And so that's the major complaint. That's the one thing that keeps coming up. How do these little towns and villages, the small businesses, the farmers, how do they hang on? Because they're not seeing the effect of the recovery that we would otherwise expect would be present if we just looked at the national numbers.
So how do you, as one member of Congress, help them?
That's a real good question. And, it is just one member of 435. And, oh, by the way, I'll be a freshman to boot. So it puts anybody in that situation at a disadvantage. But I think what you do is you try to bring the skills and background you have and you apply them to the problems at hand.
You have said in the past that your skills from the military and your training as a negotiator can help you when you go into Congress. But we've had a very recalcitrant Congress, a very polarized Congress. How would you actually be able to work in such a polarized Congress?
Well, since I'm not there, I'm just going to speculate. It's not too different from being in, the international situations that I've been in multiple times, where you have two very different nations with very different priorities, perhaps a history that, is a painful sticking point between them. And you convince them that, they have a shared interest. Maybe, in an international setting, they have a shared threat. In this country, we also have shared threats. And they're shared by different regions in this country. And if you can convince everybody that those threats that are out there need to be resolved by working together, and you can do that through force of example or force of leadership or force of persuasion, all those things I get, I've done those again and again and again in the course of my Army career and in my time working for the State Department. So, maybe that's how I can make a difference.
We have seen in polling at the national level, particularly with the Republican Party, that the polls seem to be favoring the people who do not have experience in the political arena. Trump, Carly Fiorina, and then there's the neurosurgeon, Ben Carson.
Right.
You don't have past political experience in New York State. Are you getting that same sense at the congressional and local levels as you're campaigning?
I am, because that dissatisfaction, I think, permeates all the way down from the national level to the most local level, to the kitchen table. I think what you see is a reaction to the fact that Congress right now is largely dysfunctional. And people are dissatisfied, so they're looking for alternatives. And so they're going back to, perhaps, what the Founding Fathers intended, which is we get citizen legislators in Washington. We don't have professional politicians and professional legislators.
When you are out on the campaign trail, what do you say to somebody who walks up to you and says, "Why should I vote for you?"
Well, I think what I just said was a good one, and I probably said it a couple times to a whole bunch of people, which is, why don't you send a citizen legislator to Washington? I was a citizen soldier for a long time. You know, I was a stay-at-home dad for a while, and then I put the uniform back on and was called up when we needed more soldiers in 2004. So I think we ought to get as far away as we can from the professional political class because, frankly, they haven't covered themselves in glory in leading this country, and we ought to replace them. You know, the fastest way to change an organization is to hire and fire. So we ought to do some hiring and firing. Unfortunately, many of the congressional districts in our country right now are not competitive. But the 21st District will be one of those competitive districts. So we will present the people who vote here a choice.
At its August 30th meeting, the Essex County Democratic Committee unanimously endorsed Mike Derrick for New York's 21st Congressional District seat. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.